The Bicknell's thrush is a songbird with a limited migratory and breeding range. It nests and breeds in the high-elevation pine forests in Maine, New Hampshire, New York, Vermont, Quebec, and Maritime Canada. The bird winters on a few Caribbean islands. Scientists have confirmed a 7 to 19% annual population decline in parts of their range. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says the Bicknell's thrush has one of the most limited breeding and wintering ranges of any bird on the continent. On Tuesday, the service announced a 90-day finding that the bird may warrant endangered status. Northeast Region spokesperson Megan Racy says that begins an extensive review to determine if the Bicknell's thrush should be added to the federal endangered species list.
We received a petition in 2010, so the first step that we take is to evaluate that petition and evaluate what we already have in our files. We base our 90-day finding off of that information. It definitely warrants a more in-depth look and full status review of the species. So now what we start is a 60-day information request period where we're looking for members of the public to submit information. And at the end of that 60-day comment period, we will begin what's called a 12-month status review on the species.
The Center for Biological Diversity filed the 2010 petition to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Northeast conservation advocate Molly Madison is pleased that the service is moving forward to assess the status of what she calls a very vulnerable species.
This decision is a good indication that they think our petition is worth a hard look and that listing may be warranted, but it's not a final decision. And the Bicknell's thrush, besides having value just in and of itself as a component of mountain ecosystems, is really an indicator species. It's kind of the canary in the coal mine, if you will, for us here in the Northeast with regard to climate change. It breeds at high elevations, and as we know, climate change is warming up all areas, especially higher elevation areas, and its habitat is likely to shrink rapidly. And so if the Bicknell's thrush is on the decline, that's going to say a lot about how other species are going to be affected in the region as well as how people are going to be affected.
Cornell Lab of Ornithology Senior Research Associate and Project Coordinator for the Tropical Conservation Initiative, Dr. Eduardo Inugo Elias, says there are a number of pressures on the Bicknell's thrush, but the most serious is the impact of climate change on their breeding grounds.
It's a very specialized bird who lives in the montane forest of the New England region. And they go to similar habitats, what we call the tropical montane ecosystems or cloud forest in the island of Hispaniola. The breeding and wintering grounds for these birds are going to be one of the ecosystems probably more affected by climate change. It's a mountain ecosystem that is getting drier. We're getting less snow and therefore less amount of humidity available for the ecosystem where they live. And in the wintering ground, there are a lot of meteorological models that predict that the Caribbean is getting drier. So we will see if this is one of the species that can be an indicator of climate change.
The Bicknell's thrush was designated a distinct species in the mid-1990s. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.